Women confide in the Perryville prison say the Arizona Department of Corrections is not giving them enough toilet paper to live clean, hygienic lives. KJZZ's Jimmy Jenkins has been in communication with some of the women at Perryville and their families, and he joins us now in studio. Jimmy, what are these women alleging?
About a month ago, I started hearing from family members of women at this prison. There's 4,000 women confined at the Perryville prison in Goodyear. And they were saying similar things that I've heard for a long time, that women there struggle with basic hygiene because they don't have enough resources, things like pads, tampons. But last month, specifically, it was toilet paper. One mother told me her daughter was actually limiting her fluid intake so she wouldn't have to pee as much because there was no toilet paper. And then 2 days ago, the American Friends Service Committee, which is a group that works on prison reform, they're always communicating with incarcerated men and women about their conditions. They shared two more letters with me alleging basically the same thing.
The same thing being not enough toilet paper.
Right. One woman wrote that she was using pads and then eventually resorted to using a wash rag for several days because they had run out of toilet paper.
Have you found out or have you heard what the cause of the shortage supposedly is?
I asked the Arizona Department of Corrections. They responded saying that the allegations were patently untrue. They say the Perryville warden toured this specific unit this week and things were fine, plenty of TP. But they also told me in the same response that there had been a shortage last month, but they blamed it on the women abusing the system. And you may remember when I covered a hearing at the legislature earlier this year, Representative Athena Salmon introduced a bill that would have given female inmates unlimited access to feminine hygiene products and toilet paper, but it was blocked by House leadership. One of the things that all the male committee members brought up was this potential for misuse, that if you give them unlimited supplies, they'll abuse it. So I just want to recognize that we are also a group of men talking about women's hygiene issues. So Representative Salmon is going to remind us of something that I think a lot of men take for granted.
Understand that for women, every single time you go to the restroom, you need toilet paper. And I can tell you from personal experience, when I've stepped into a stall realizing that there's no toilet paper, like I begin thinking, oh man, what am I going to do? And we really think that if this is how we're treating them behind bars without basic dignity and basic respect, we really think that when they go back into society, they're going to be okay and they're going to be fine. Like we're deluding ourselves. And to me, this is completely unacceptable.
While ADC denied this was happening, Salmon actually confirmed the shortages with the governor's office, who told her it was due to the very changes she had brought about earlier in the year. Salmon was successful in getting ADC to change their internal policy to increase the amount of pads and tampons in March. ADC told me that they also increased the toilet paper rationing at that time, but that it had tripled their costs. So they said the expense, as well as the logistics of ordering more toilet paper, was causing them some temporary shortages.
But ADC is a huge agency with a lot of resources.
Yeah, they have more than a billion dollar budget, and this is the same agency that was just fined more than $1 million for violating a federal order to improve healthcare standards in all Arizona prisons. So Representative Salmon said she's going to continue to try to codify guarantees for hygiene products and toilet paper into law because she believes ADC cannot be trusted to do it themselves.
And that's KJZZ's Jimmy Jenkins. Jimmy, thank you.
You're welcome.